Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, we hear from the principal of Kensington Primary School in Portmore, St. Catherine, a school which has established itself as one of the best in the island. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Stay tuned to hear more. The results of this year's Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT came out earlier this month, and unsurprisingly, Kensington Primary School is again among those producing a large amount of the island's top achievers.
This year, looking at the marks overall, we are quite pleased in the sense that it's the first year we have had 130 children scoring 100 in all subject areas, and we have over 56 scoring 99%. We have over 4 students scoring 4 100 and over 6 scoring 3 100s. We have 30 students scoring 100 in language arts, 12 scoring 100 in social studies, 58 scoring 100 in science, 29 scoring 100 in mathematics, and just 1 scoring 100 in comp task.
Principal of Kensington Primary School, Carlene Francis. So what's the secret to Kensington Primary's success? Mrs. Francis says it's always been a combination of hard work and long hours.
Our formula at Kensington is that of long hours, because the students, the moment they enter grade 6, it's a requirement that they get to school from 6:30 in the mornings. And for the hours 6:30 to 7:40 when they're ready for school, it's revision for GSATs. Then we have after school sessions. That session ends at 4:30. Then after, the teachers go into overdrive, where they stayed until, if with parental consent, to as late as 8 o'clock at night, working with the children.
While that's the formula when it comes to GSAT preparation, Mrs. Francis says the process of getting students ready to pass the exam begins the moment the students enter Kensington in grade 1. Mrs. Francis says in grade 1, students are assessed, then matched with teachers best suited to help them maximize their potential. Thereafter, any child with a deficiency in reading or numeracy is placed in pull-out sessions during and after school to help raise their academic levels. This continues as they matriculate through the grades, and by the time they get to grade 5, each child is expected to show improvement in all subject areas as their literacy and numeracy scores increase.
So by the time they get to grade 6, they should be fully literate. And when you have children who are literate and numerate, they can master all the other subject areas. Currently, this current grade 6 graduating, we have a 99% literacy from them and a 97% numeracy.
Mrs. Francis says naturally, all this success couldn't be possible without the help and support of her teachers.
Overly dedicated teachers. They're at school on Sundays, they're at school on Saturdays. And the result speaks for itself.
Not to mention strong support from the parents, who buy in wholeheartedly to her vision for the school. With all the success that Kensington has achieved to date, Mrs. Francis admits that there is still one goal that still eludes her, and she has a major incentive to the student who helps her achieve it.
The only thing that's been eluding me, and I think I want to achieve that before I retire, I am working on getting the top boy and top girl in the island of Jamaica. That's my ultimate right now. I've pledged to the boy or girl, whoever brings it home, $50,000 will be given to that child upon getting the marks.
Principal of Kensington Primary School, Carlene Francis. Hopefully, the students who will be sitting the GSAT will help her achieve this goal. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Andrew James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.